Hi there. I was wondering if you were interested in discussing solar panels for your home. It's come a long way, and it's more affordable than ever. Oh, no? We have a really great special right now, and I think you should really reconsider. I really think you should reconsider. There you go, big boy. Calm down. This will only pinch for a little bit. Shh. Just one moment, okay? It'll be fine. Just hold still. Not so tough with just a little dose of tranquilizer in your veins, huh? Look how cute you are. Already drooling. Oh, you're already falling asleep, huh? So cute. I'll see you soon. Wake up, sweetheart. Wake up. Hey, come on now. You're no use to me if you're dead. Yeah, there he is. So cute. Glad you could join us. Now, I'm sure you're wondering what the hell is going on and why I just drugged you and tied you to the bed. It's very simple. Honestly, that's the funniest part of all of this. Can you guess why? You were home. No, really. That's all. That's it. Nothing fancy. I wanted to rape someone, and you were home. Honest. Funny, isn't it? Crazy? Maybe. I don't know. I think it's a little reductive to just chalk up anything we don't like to being crazy. No, I think I'm just a bad person who doesn't feel bad about it. Seriously anticlimactic, I know. Well, that's the thing. I will get away with it. I always do. See, most people are harmed by their friends, the people they love, family, or someone they go on a date with. Have you ever heard of a woman going door to door to violently rape men? Seriously, oh wait. Still thinking, or are you just frustrated that I'm right? Cool. Well, like I said, I'm going to rape you. There's nothing you can do about it. And that about sums it up. Actually, I'm so confident. One second. Where's your phone? Ah, here. What's the password? Tell me, or I'll make you chug bleach. Great, thanks. Okay, now, just let me get next to you. Okay, give me a smile and say cheese. There you go. Go ahead and try to show that to the police. I'm excited to see how it will go for you. You look stressed. I think taking off these clothes will help. You're probably feeling a little overheated as well because of what's about to happen. Here, I'll cut these clothes off. There we go. Good thing you are wearing these flimsy shorts. Jeans would have been a bitch. And there we go. Nice and vulnerable now, aren't we? And damn, did I get lucky. You have a nice cock. Hey, no need to hurl insults my way after I gave you a compliment. It's a nice cock. Why does saying that make me a crazy bitch? I'm serious. It's got a nice girth to it, not too long. And if I wanted to pound my cervix, I could just do that with myself with some comically large dildo. Nah, I like your size. Be proud of that. If you ever get over the impending trauma of what's about to happen, you're gonna make someone very happy with that. But you're gonna make me very happy with it right now. Didn't really take much to get you hard, did it? That's pretty cute. Not gonna lie. I'm trying to figure out if you're just a degenerate who likes to get raped, or if your body just can't help but get hard through manual stimulation. Tell me the things that you like. I told you what would happen if you didn't answer my questions. I will hurt you. Very badly. Now, you can feel good and continue to answer my questions when I ask them. Or we can explore how sadistic I get when I'm mad. Good. Now, tell me your kinks. Seriously? CNC and femdom? That's fucking rich. You really hit the jackpot then, huh? Although, I suppose the lines of consent are getting blurred, huh? You're clearly enjoying this. I see your balls tightening up like you're gonna come. Are you? Are you gonna come? Oh, you're crying. That's cute. What are you staring at? Who's that? Oh, you have a girlfriend. That's awesome. You probably feel so much worse than I realized. Well, if it makes you feel better, it's only cheating if you come. So let's make you come. Here, look. I'm gonna hold this picture of you two right here. I want you to stare at it while I make you come. Stare at it. There you go. I want you to really let it sink in. The fact that this strange woman who knocked on your door that you stupidly answered is forcing you to come looking at the woman you're betraying. Am I better than her? Answer honestly. Amazing. Your rapist is a better fuck than your girlfriend. I love that. You're getting close again, aren't you? God, your body does not know what it wants, huh? Your poor little mind is screaming, but your body knows what's true. You need to come. And so you're going to. Good. Do it. Come for me. I want you to come for me. I want you to remember this moment forever. The moment someone forced you to come, and the confusion of it feeling better than anything your girlfriend could dream of. Do it. Come. There we go. Yes, good. Right into my hand. Big cum shot. There's a good little victim. Wow, it's still going. Amazing. It's gonna spill out of my hand. Okay. It's slowing down now. Good. Give me a second. You know, you should really drink more water. Maybe change your diet a bit, too. Your cum tastes kind of bad. Oh, you look a little sad. Don't worry. It's better than most still. I think the mixture of fear and pleasure you were having honestly makes it taste just a little better. Maybe. Who knows? Could be a placebo. What now? Well, we're gonna sit here and wait till you get hard again, and then I'm gonna finish raping you and then go about my day. I wanted to see if I could catch one of those wine painting classes later today. You know, where you drink and they make everyone in the room paint the same thing. Yeah! Funny though, I never paint what they tell me. It makes the teacher mad. But I'm paying them, so they can't say much. I just like painting and getting wine drunk. Why am I telling you this shit? Because I'm a person? Sorry, did you think I was just some sort of soulless rape machine? No, I'm very much a person. A person with a fully lived life. Someone who has friends, family, lovers, even pets. I have a complete and beautiful life outside of this room and outside of you. Isn't that scary? That a woman like me exists in a world like this, a wolf among sheep. Your boss, your sister, your friend, a grocery store clerk. Hell, I'm somebody's daughter. So God, you look so broken. It's really cute. I've always thought about keeping one of my victims in a basement or something. There was this one guy I really liked, but he eventually broke so bad I had to leave him at the steps of a hospital, like in one of those movies. He was just a naked, whimpering mess covered in his own cum. Kind of funny, huh? Anyway, all right, I think that's enough sharing for now. Ready to get your dick wet again? Aww, at a loss for words. I want to hear a yes, ma'am, from you. Can you do that for me? Come on, it'll be fun. Say, yes, ma'am, yes, please. Or we can play the how much drain cleaner can a human body swallow before it dies a miserable and painful death? There he is. There's my little victim. All right, let's get that cock hard again. All right, come on. Let's wake up. Get that cock hard for me. I want to leave your house with a nice load in me. I like to keep it inside me as long as I can. My little version of a trophy, I guess. Wow, did that idea make you hard? Look at you. It's getting nice and big again. There we go. Just a few more pumps and you'll be good to fill my pussy up. One of these days, I'm gonna stop taking my birth control and just get knocked up with someone's baby. It'll be so funny. I'll probably do it with someone like you who doesn't have a kid. God, how fucked up would that be? All right, you're hard enough. There we go. Fuck, that's good. It's been a few weeks since I got some dick in me. Oh, fuck, there we go. God, your cock feels so fucking good. You're being such a good little fucking victim. This is my favorite part. The look on your face when you can't help but feel how good, warm, and eager my cunt is to be stuffed with your cock. And look at your fucking face. You're trying so hard to not break. Come on, give us a moan. Show me just how much your body is betraying you. God. I can't wait for your mind to give up and follow. Come on. Come on. Just give in. Your girlfriend won't blame you. I mean, you're tied up. You didn't consent. Your body just can't help it. And I've threatened your life multiple times. Just make it easier, give in. Come on, enjoy it. There we go. There's those sweet moans of a victim turned freeze, fucking slut. Good boy. I can't wait for you to really commit to this feeling. It's so addicting, isn't it? To just let go and just listen to your body. That pesky mind of yours has made life so difficult, hasn't it? Isn't it so much more comforting to just be a dildo for women like me? Oh, it's crying. I didn't realize a dildo could do that. Delicious. I fucking love salt. Come here. God, you taste so broken. I think I'm gonna come. Start becking your hips for me. There we go. Buck, yes. Just a little more. I'm gonna come. Oh, good boy. If you can make yourself come at the same time, I'll be very happy with you. Wow. Oh, good dildo. Good boy. Oh, there we go. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh, come with me, you little fucking victim. Oh, fucking come. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. That was great. Oh, how you feeling? Oh, you can't even talk. That's so perfect. Oh my God. Who is that? You have a girlfriend? Oh my God, girl, I had no idea. He told me I was single. Yeah, we met on FetLife. I had no idea. I'm so fucking sorry. Yeah, no, he's fine. We were just so gullible. Yeah, that was a close one, huh? You didn't even warn her. God, you really are out of it, huh? I'm impressed. You broke so quickly. Your girlfriend is lying on the floor here, bleeding slightly, might I add, and you're just staring off into space, covered in pussy and your own cum. That's so awesome. I might be back for you. You might be the pet I've been looking for. Goodbye, little victim. I hope you dream of me raping you for years to come. Hi, this is Rain, and thank you so much for listening to this script fill. This aftercare is included to remind you there is absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying a fantasy situation like this. Consent is important in every sexual dynamic, and that's what makes these stories and fantasies so fun. As the actor, I'm consenting to making this content, and as the listener, you are consenting as soon as you press play. Kinks are complicated, and at the end of the day, we'll never figure out exactly why we like something. But all that matters is if it makes us feel good, and as long as it doesn't hurt anyone, it should be celebrated. Thank you again so much for trusting me and the writer with helping you fulfill this fantasy. Be sure to take care of yourself, grab some water, maybe a cozy blanket or a snack, and let yourself relax a bit if needed. These audios are so much fun for me to perform. Like, I love it. I don't know what it is. It's so freeing to be able to perform it, and I really hope it's freeing for you to be able to listen to it. I promise, I'm not a crazy psycho. Swear. Sorry. But there's nothing wrong with listening to this, guys. And I really hope you enjoyed it, listening as much as I enjoyed performing it. But thank you so much for listening to this. And I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye, lovelies. Mwah-mwah.